Good morning, church. As you can imagine, over the last few weeks, it's been a bit of a challenging time with what's been happening with the coronavirus and the numbers. As many of you know, I work in a hospital. I'm a nurse. It's part of the front line. Being used as, you know, a warfare analogy, that we are, you know, in a battle and that we're the frontline workers. One of the things I've been talking about with my colleagues in the last couple of weeks is we're starting to have what I would call battle fatigue, where we've been on heightened alert for a long period of time now, and that battle fatigue in our workplace is starting to set in. And it led me to thinking about what it says in the Bible about our battles, and that the battles are not ours, but the Lord's. And so I've been looking in 2 Chronicles 20, which coincidentally Greg ended up quoting from last week in the communion message. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 15, it says, "This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army." I'm going to intersperse in there. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast virus that we are facing. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And then further down in that same passage where they're about to go into battle, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went into that battle at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, his love endures forever." As we're moving through this time, we need to keep praising God, keep that praise forefront of our march, of our walk, of our life. So we're going to spend some time praising him. Thank you. for all that you do for us, that you walk out before us, that you carry us, and that we are not alone. We are not in this on our own, that the battle is yours, and that we are covered by your wings, and that we are carried in your arms. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.